Welcome back to The Upswing. We invite you to participate in the WTMJ Fall 2024 Fan Survey. It takes less than 10 minutes to complete, and we want your feedback to participate. All you got to do is simply text the word survey to the WTMJ talk and text line at 855-616-1620. That's 855-616-1620. A survey link will be texted back to you. As a thank you for your participation, upon completion of the survey, you will be entered to win a package that includes two Milwaukee Bucks tickets to the upcoming 2024-25 season and an overnight stay at the beautiful Pfister Hotel right here in downtown Milwaukee. So, the business of breakfast for the rest of the show. Hopefully you had a good breakfast this morning. Pure maple production in the United States dropped by nearly 15% in 2023. And some experts are attributing this decline to fluctuating climate conditions, including unseasonable warmth, extreme floods, and maybe even the lack of snow. It was way warmer than it was in previous winters last winter. So it made me think, what's up with the syrup business right here in Wisconsin? Are we heading to a maple apocalypse? I certainly hope not. And I hope that our next guest, Jeremy Solon of Tapped Maple Syrup in beautiful Stevens Point, Wisconsin, can provide some clarity. Jeremy, thanks for taking the time and being with us today.
Yeah, you bet. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. So maple syrup tapping usually begins in March, right? Is that still correct?
Yeah. I mean, it's hard to say right now.
Okay. So it's obviously only September, but how is business today and what are you forecasting in the future?
Yeah. I mean, it's the forecasting part is hard. Business is good. Like, interest in maple syrup is continuing to increase. You know, it's a amazing, all-natural product, great flavor, many more health benefits than refined sugar. So it's good to see that, you know, aspect on the upswing. But yeah, the seasonal production part of it, definitely harder to predict. You know, when my dad, so my family's been making maple syrup from fourth generation. You know, my kids are fifth generation. My dad always talked about they tap trees in early April. Like, that was, you know, pretty consistent. And that was true when I was growing up. And then over the past 10 years, you know, we started to see that creep into March. And this past year was the first time that we ever tapped trees in February. So, you know, where that goes, it's hard to say. But there's a lot of variability now.
Yeah. Sure. But I mean, do warmer winters impact kind of your forecasting and the nature of the business? Or do you just kind of roll with it and know that, hey, that this is what's going to happen is what's going to happen?
Yeah, we can't change too much of it. So you kind of have to roll with it. But, you know, there are, you know, methods, strategies to try to be prepared at least. So, you know, this past year in particular taught us that we need to be prepared pretty much at any time in the winter. You know, sap ran in January in some places in the state and caught a lot of people off guard. So I think, you know, we need to be prepared and then to be as efficient as possible for sure.
Yeah. I mean, I pulled some numbers. Wisconsin's 2024 maple syrup production was 458,000 gallons, up from 1,000 gallons in 2023. So the number of taps actually increased 20,000 already last year to over a million. So, I mean, in terms of total volume, we're still doing pretty well as a state. So some of these national stories maybe don't have as much impact in the Wisconsin climate that isn't as affected by floods and other extreme events.
Yeah. Yeah. And there, every year is, you know, so different. The two seasons ago, so the spring of 2023, the East was super warm. So they went from winter to essentially summer, and there was basically no season. This year, they had a better year. Our seasons have been, you know, a little more moderate, I guess. This past year, we actually had a really good year, even though it looked like, you know, it started early, looked like it was going to be terrible. we're in a band. We actually make maple syrup in Lang Lake County, just north of Antigo.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to be any farther south than that. Mm. You know, the southern extremes of the maple range, I think, is in pretty tough shape just because of that warming. We need winter. It's very helpful to have snow because that snow helps to moderate the temperature as we get into the spring.
Mm-hmm.
So without, you know, if you further south, less snow, warmer temperatures in the winter, it's pretty tough to
right.
back so to decent season anymore.
The Sullen family settled in Wisconsin in the summer of 1917 and runs a tree farm and maple syrup operation. When we come back, more with Jeremy Sullen. He'll tell us all about Tapped, what you're doing differently to produce your syrup, how you've remained competitive with larger brands and cocktail mixers in the syrup business. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. Tapped makes craft-infused, barrel-aged, and pure maple syrup from sustainably managed forests right in beautiful northern Wisconsin. Jeremy Sullen joins us from TAP this morning. So, Jeremy, tell us what's different in terms of the maple syrup that you and your family have been producing for so many years.
Yeah. I mean, the core of it starts with, pure maple syrup and, you know, understanding that process and having a relationship with the land and, taking good care of forests. And then from there, we create all kinds of maple syrups for a variety of uses. Our motto is kind of, you know, maple syrup beyond pancakes. Pancakes is a fine use for maple syrup, but mm-hmm. just a starting point, thinking about them from a culinary standpoint. We have maple syrups infused with red pepper and black umami garlic, and then into, you know, cocktail syrups and use in baking and all kinds of things like that. So we really try to, you know, diversify the uses of maple syrup. But the core of it starts with, you know, really good pure maple syrup.
Yeah. And you do all that infusion right there in your own facility?
Yeah, we actually have two kitchens we work from. So we have one at the farm, and then we also have one in Stevens Point. We work in a community kitchen through an organization called Central Rivers Farm Shed. So depending on what's going on, we're using one of those two kitchens.
Okay. And how do you then work with the kind of the legacy family tree business? Obviously been there since the early 1900s. Is the maple syrup just a natural extension of the tree business, or the two obviously work hand in hand?
Yeah, exactly. One of the cores of what we're trying to do is keep that land in forest and, provide some economic basis for that. So my family has a long history of taking care of forests and whether that was a logging business and, you know, doing the best management that they can. But all at the, you know, base of that is keeping land in forest. And then we actually work with other landowners as well. So in addition to the syrup that we produce, we have partners who are, you know, share our values in producing maple syrup and providing an incentive for them to keep their land in forest as well.
All right. And how have you kind of managed to remain competitive with all the larger brands out there? Obviously, you have an upscale product that, you know, not super expensive. I mean, you're looking at between $5 and $13 for a bottle. It's not that much more expensive than the bigger brands, but there's a lot of selections on the shelves.
Yeah, for sure. I think the core of it is really about innovation and understanding, you know, what people want and how they might want to use maple syrup. So, you know, we did an example is our old fashioned cocktail maple syrup. We talked about using maple syrup in old fashions for a long time, and people kept asking questions of like, you know, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
So we basically created a maple syrup that has all the flavors in it, right? So you just, you know, use a tablespoon of that to make an old fashioned. So it's kind of helping the consumers of our products figure out how to best use them in a variety of situations. So I think that differentiates us. And then just, you know, a focus on quality and really telling the story of our family and our land, and helping people to make that connection of using our product, coming from that land.
And you have a partnership on the old-fashioned cocktail maple syrup with Copper and Pines Cocktail Company, correct?
Yeah, they're friends of ours here in Stevens Point, okay. And they also work a lot with Bitter Cube. So we use Bitter Cube's bitters in that maple syrup. But yeah, it's a lot of partnership as well. There are a lot of amazing, smart people out there that we love to partner with that helps us to stay innovative and create good products.
Very good. Well, I appreciate you taking time this morning, Jeremy. All the best. Hopefully the winter season is good for you, and we're having a wonderful, fruitful maple syrup season come spring, or whenever it happens.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. Take care. Maple syrup.